Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
great to start with an absolute classic, and that's no exaggeration for that one. That is Saxophone Colossus, the album from 1956, the Sonny Rollins Quartet, an album that really announced him on the scene as a major voice in modern jazz. And yeah, that was on Prestige Records, as I say, and it featured Rollins on the tenor saxophone, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Max Roach was playing the drums, and that was St. Thomas. And this is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans with you till 11 here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and online at sheffieldlive.org and via the Simple Radio app and various other apps, I have no doubt. We're moving to Europe next, and the fantastic Dutch album from the Diamond Five on Fontana Records from 1964. This is a tune called Lining Up, and it features C. Slinger on the piano, C. Small on the trumpet and flugelhorn and valve trombone, Harry Verbeke is playing tenor saxophone, Jacques Scholl is on bass, and John Engels is playing the drums. Stick around, we've got great music between now and 11. We'll be right back. Columbia Records from 1981, the recording debut as a leader of Wynton Marsalis, eponymously titled album. And that was a tune written by drummer Tony Williams called Sister Cheryl, featuring the trumpets of Wynton Marsalis, his brother Bramford on the saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, the fantastic Ron Carter still going strong on the bass, and Tony Williams, as I say, who wrote the tune, was playing the drums, an all-star lineup indeed. We are going to move to a couple of piano-based pieces for a relaxing interlude here on Sunday morning here on Spinning Jazz, both from the Cadet stroke Argo label, starting with this one from 1966. It's Ray Bryant. from the album Standby from 1962 on Argo Records. That's the King Fleming Trio, and that was a tune called Lonely One. King Fleming on piano. We heard Malachi Favors on the bass, and Royce Rowan was playing the drums. Before that, from 66, it was Ray Bryant and his interpretation of Willow Weep For Me from the album Lonesome Traveller, which came out on Cadet Records, and his piano was accompanied by Jimmy Rouser on bass, and Freddie Waits was playing the drums. recorded in 2015 in Canada for the Cellar Live record label, the album Frontiers. That was the joint tenor saxophones of Azar Lawrence and Al McLean, joined by Adrian Verdadi on acoustic bass, Paul Schroffel on piano, Greg Ritchie was playing the drums, and that was the fabulous Mystic Journey. And it's time for some Lou Donaldson.
Thank you.
Phil Woods on alto saxophone, Eddie Costa was playing a piano, Terry Kotick on bass, and Paul Motion at the drums from the album Eddie Costa Quintet on Mode Records, a West Coast label, although that was actually recorded in 1957 in New York City. Before that, from 1958, the fantastic Lou Donaldson and his album Lightfoot, and we heard Mary Ann featuring Ray Barretto, outstanding on the congas, proving he was as adept at playing jazz congas as he was at playing salsa and boogaloo and Latin. And yeah, the full lineup was Lou Donaldson, alto saxophone, Herman Foster, his longtime associate on the piano, so percussive on that instrument, Peck Morrison on bass, Jimmy Wormworth playing the drums, and Ray Barretto, as I said, on the congas. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock this morning on Spinning Jazz with something from 1980 on Xanadu Records. This is Billy Mitchell, tenor sax, Benny Bailey on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Jimmy Cobb playing the drums. It was recorded in 1980. The album is D-Lords Blues, and this is B&B, which I assume stands for Benny and Billy. Uh-huh.